Hello, welcome to the Filmcast Podcast. This is episode 2. Obviously, in the first episode, we're just telling random stories. Seven good stories, because I really didn't have, like, films or whatever to do. Now this is going to be about films. Sometimes we might like do stories or talk about sports or whatever, but this time I'm going to be starting a series where I'm going to be talking about Star Wars films. We're going to start with the first 6, then we're going to do some of the Star Wars story ones. Then we're going to do the sequel trilogy, at least 2 of them, because I haven't seen the 3rd one yet. But yeah, so we're going to go in numerical order, not the order that they actually came out. So we will start with episode 1, The Phantom Menace. There are a few good things, but a lot of bad things. Let's start with the good things. Good things. Number 1, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's obviously not his best performance in the prequels. But it's still, like, he's still good. He's still Obi-Wan in this. It's just he doesn't have as great of a role. Still good. 2, I forget his actual full name, but McDermott. I believe that's his name, McDermott. He is amazing as Palpatine. I know it's not Sean, but McDermott, he is very good. He's not very good. He's amazing. He's amazing as Palpatine, so I just gotta give it up to him. Number 3, Darth Maul. I mean, just what a character. Great character. Doesn't have really any speaking lines, but still great character. Great way how he was died in quotation marks. He doesn't actually die, but great, just great, really. I feel like the story of this movie is also pretty good too. Just not, obviously it's not the best story, but like it's kind of good. It's all right. Number 4, Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon's great in this movie. That's pretty much all I have to say. And then also just like seeing Mace Windu and Yoda. That's also just some good parts. You know. Okay. Now to the bad things. Number 1 bad thing. Anakin sucks in this movie. I have no offense to the actor. You know, it probably wasn't really him. The writing is just not that great. So no offense to the actor, just not really good, man. It's just not good. It's not good. 2nd bad thing. These aren't in order of what's the best thing to the worst. But another bad thing. I feel like is what is it? What's his name? I can't remember his name. What's his name? I forget his name, but whatever, it's the, guy that is, owns, Anakin as a slave or whatever, again, the plot of this movie, it's just weird, because it's just not good, it's not a good story, but some of it is. And the visuals of it, the visuals of it are great visuals. Wherever Jar Jar lives, I forget the name of it, but the place that Jar Jar lives looks great, and the movie looks great. It just looked very good looking movie. Pod racing scene's alright. I mean, it's just not that great of a movie. My ranking will be, I'm gonna rank something from 0 to 10. 0 being bad, and on special occasions I would give it a negative ranking from negative 1 to negative 10. If I give any movie a negative 10, I'll give a ranking from negative 10 to negative 10 to positive 10. Positive 10 being the best, 0 being not good, but not the worst, negative 10 being the absolute worst movie. Most movies will be somewhere between like 1 and probably 7. For this, I'm gonna have to give it a 3. Plot, not that great. A few characters are good. Most of the characters are bad, though. The visuals are good. The soundtrack's alright. Not terrible. Good soundtrack. I do like it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But thanks for listening to the podcast. This, honestly, the podcast is, it's just gonna be short episodes of me reviewing a movie real quick, and then boom, we're done. On the next one, we will review episode 2, Attack of the Clones. That's gonna be fun to talk about. But yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.